This is Expectations, a The Witcher fanfic written by Chaos Monkey and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R and contains the pairing Geralt Yaskier, with additional tags for soft smut, fluff, postcoital cuddling, ficlet, hands. Summary. Yaskier and Geralt both find out that the other's touch is not what they had anticipated. Geralt's hands really weren't what Yaskier had expected. He'd expected rough skin covering an even rougher, unforgiving grip, raw power and hardened calluses from long years traveling and countless battles wielding that massive sword. Not that Yaskier would have minded that. He'd lost himself to fantasy many a time, simply watching Geralt's hands while the Witcher sharpened his sword or cleaned his armor, imagining longingly how they would feel on him instead. Those big hands pinning his wrists easily to a bed or a wall, strong fingers tight on his hips and his cock, pushing roughly inside him and making him howl and beg for more. What he'd gotten instead, the first time he felt those hands on him, was so much softer than he had expected. Powerful, yes, and strong, but with surprisingly smooth skin and an almost delicate touch. Gentle, careful fingers, stroking softly through his hair and dancing agonizingly lightly over his cock, until he was reduced to a shivering, mewling mess of sensation under the Witcher's coaxing hands. In hindsight, when he was capable of thought again and lazily tracing his fingertips over the beautiful hands that had played him as well as he had ever played his own lute, Yaskier realized he really should have known. With a Witcher's quick healing, calluses wouldn't last. And the way Geralt always tried to protect him, shield him from even the most minor of injuries, Yaskier suspected Geralt was afraid he might break if he wasn't handled with the same gentle care he had seen the hulking Witcher use with the tiny, delicate flowers he collected for his potions. Some other time, Yaskier would have to make sure Geralt knew he could handle, and most definitely wanted to handle, much rougher treatment than any flower could. But for now, with Geralt toying idly with his hair, nuzzling at his neck, and making the most unbelievably contented, soft little noises he'd ever heard from the Witcher, Yaskier thought he'd never been so happy to have been wrong about something before. Yaskier's hands really weren't what Geralt had expected. He'd expected soft touches from nimble, dexterous fingers. Light and quick from years of making them dance and fly over the strings of his lute. Not that Geralt would have minded that. He'd gotten dangerously distracted more than once in the evenings after they made camp, watching Yaskier's hands coax the softest sounds he had ever heard from the strings of his lute. Unable to stop himself imagining how those hands would feel trailing over his body instead. That graceful touch ghosting across his skin and teasing his cock with gentle caresses until he went blissfully mad with the need for more. What he'd gotten instead, the first time he felt those hands on him, was so much more intense than he had expected. Graceful, yes, but with a surprising amount of power in that firm grip. Strong fingers that dug into his back and gripped his shoulders hard enough to leave bruises, even on him. rough calluses that somehow only increased the pleasure of Yaskir's confident, sure touch on his cock, until he was reduced to a gasping, shuddering mess under the bard's skillful hands. In hindsight, when he was capable of thought again, and watching Yaskir idly tracing intricate patterns over his palms with the fingers that had gotten him writhing and moaning embarrassingly quickly, Geralt realized he really should have known. With the amount of time Yaskir spent practicing his songs, those calluses would never disappear. And the way he had seen Yaskir play for hours on end without showing any signs of tiring, Geralt suspected the slender bard's hands were stronger than those of many men who wielded a sword for a living. Some other time, Geralt would have to actually tell Yaskir how good his gentle touches felt, too. Like when he carefully worked the tangles out of Geralt's hair for him, or fussed over even his most minor wounds. But for now, with the bard humming contentedly to himself, while those strong fingers lazily massaged out deep knots of tension he hadn't even known were in his hands and arms, Geralt thought he'd never been so happy to have been wrong about something before. The end.